I'm sorry. 0 points.
Hello and welcome to season 3, episode 16 of I'm Sorry, 0 points. With me, Adrian.
And me, Seamus.
And we are coming to you from Copenhagen. Live from Copenhagen.
Live on sunny Copenhagen, looking across to Malmo.
Yes, exactly. Just about alive. Well, it's all happening, Seamus. It's all kicking off. We actually cannot keep up with it. It's about 5.5 hours before the final show. And we're not quite sure what's happening. Sure, we're not sure.
No, and everything could change by the time this episode actually is released and by the time we're listening to it. But everything is changing at the moment. There is a lot happening in the Eurovision world, which is really strange because at this point, everything should be signed, sealed and delivered.
Yes.
But that is not the case today.
And why so, Seamus? Remind the listeners, why so?
So the big news, the breaking news today is that the Netherlands has been disqualified from the Eurovision final tonight. So we will have no Netherlands. Joost Klein will not be performing his song Europapa in tonight's final due to an incident that happened after his semi-final on Thursday night.
It's an alleged incident. It's currently under investigation.
Yes.
And we await the results
outcome.
The outcome. But in the meantime, the EBU have decided to disqualify the Netherlands at this stage.
Yes.
So song 5 has been removed from the running order.
Yes.
Which means we have gone from 26 to 25 countries. So the good thing is that it'll make the show about 3 minutes
shorter.
But the bad news is, obviously, for all the Dutch fans and fans of that particular song, and they're are a lot.
Yes, the Dutch travel in numbers.
Yes, they're one of the highest attendees, I think. Mm-hmm. So, and we know it was one of the favourites as well. So, and probably would have done extremely well in the televote, particularly.
Yeah.
So, and we've seen it on stage. It was particularly fun.
Huge reaction
yes.
in the arena Thursday when he performed in the semi-final.
Yeah.
So it's a shame he won't be there, unfortunately, but we await the outcome of that investigation.
Yeah, and I suppose it's good just to tell the listeners at this stage, we were at the jury final
mm-hmm.
last night
yes.
in Malmo, and last night they did not perform, but they showed their semi-final performance. So we knew something was brewing at that stage, and then around midday here today, it was announced that they were disqualified. So.
Yes.
I don't think it's ever happened before this late in the game.
No. I don't remember.
We were watching all the news broadcasts as well, and it's coming in all the time about the Eurovision and the different news. And I guess we're not used to that because normally it's just like the media just pick up on who has won the Eurovision and that's it.
Yes.
But and there's also further news, Seamus.
What else is going on?
Well, Today's dress rehearsal, or the family show as it's kind of known as, our own Bambi, Greece and Switzerland did not take part in the Parade of Nations or the Flag Parade. And that has led to all sorts of stories hitting the headlines. And Bambi has since come out on their Instagram account indicating that there was an incident at the start of the flag parade, which she has asked the EBU to investigate, and they're doing that. So we're hearing different things. We do know that they have not rehearsed as scheduled. So there's different stories going around whether they rehearsed at all or not. Worrying times. But
yes.
At this stage, there is nothing to indicate that they will not perform in the final later. So I don't think we should panic.
No.
Yeah.
We hope that Bambi will still be performing tonight. We hope to see them there. And we hope that everyone gives them the support that they deserve.
Yeah. But it's a very fluid situation here. We're not used to this.
Things are changing by the
hour. Yeah. Look, by the time we have this edited and it goes out, and perhaps by the time the final starts, there'll be more news that we probably won't be able to bring in, and we'll digest that tomorrow maybe. and see what we can do there then. But what it means currently, with the facts that we know, as I said, there's 25 performances tonight. So the interesting thing about that, Seamus, is the jury vote. What, because that the jury vote, correct me if I'm wrong, is locked in now?
Yeah. So last night at the jury final, which we attended, that is the night where the juries around Europe vote, listen to the songs and see the songs, and then they vote. So those jury votes were locked in last night. So that means there has to be a recalculation and a redistribution of those votes. So if a jury from a country had voted for Joost Klein and the Netherlands, then that needs to be recalculated. So let's say a jury from a country had given Joost, let's say, 1 point, that would be deleted, and then whatever country came 11th, let's say, in their scoring would get that 1 point. So that's an exercise that needs to be done today. And obviously there'll be a lot of questions about that and how that's being monitored and transparency and everything, but I'm sure it will all be done to the EBU satisfaction. To everyone else's satisfaction. Who knows?
I would say... whoever runs the what would you call it,
the independent,
the corporate governance office in the EBU, I'd say it's pretty damn busy.
They're sweating.
Earning their money at the moment.
Sweating,
yeah.
There,
yeah, but I would have to say my own opinion on it would be that they have brought some of this on themselves.
Yes,
they have adjudicated, I would say, a competition that has been highly charged, would be the word I would use. And I suppose just to talk about that, we were in the arena last night, and I think an interesting thing, and there's lots of stories again on social media around the sound production, I'm going to say,
yes,
coming from the arena. So we know for a fact last night, even compared to the dress rehearsal of semi-final 2 that we attended, the crowd got even more vocal and more outspoken and, what's the word I'm looking for, more noticeable than they had been. So there are allegations that the EBU will drown that out.
Yeah, any booing may be drowned out by...
Yeah.
Anti-boo technology or canned applause or canned cheering.
Yeah.
So we will see tonight what they do about that as well.
Yes. And it is taking away from the contest, I have to say.
Of course. Yeah, it is distracting from the happiness and the joyous occasion that Eurovision is. And it's taking away from all the other competing acts and countries as well. Mm-hmm. You know, it's making their
experience
that bit different and that bit unusual and less... enjoyable. I suppose everyone's on guard. Everyone's kind of...
Yeah, tetchy.
Tetchy, yeah. Which isn't the norm at Eurovision.
And speaking of tetchy, you're a bit tetchy yourself.
That could be the alcohol going through my veins.
We had a good on night last night.
We did.
We did. We performed an exorcism in the Euroclub after the jury final.
We did, yes.
Do you feel different? I banished you of your demons live on the dance floor.
And that, though, many demons.
Many demons. Took me a while. I thought it was just going to be a short job.
No.
It took a good 15 to 20 minutes.
That's how many demons I had.
Yes, I was Bambi Thug last night. It had got something to do with the tattoo that suddenly appeared in my arm.
Yes, your own tattoo.
My own tattoo, yes. Just a little subtle... That was a subtle message there. Body art is the way to go.
There we go. Yeah. That's how you make your voice heard through your body art.
My silent voice.
Silent protest.
Yes. Fun was had.
Yes.
And I would say that to you, it was the same type of atmosphere that is always around the Eurovision. You know, the queuing to get in, all the different characters, all the costumes, all the flags, all the colour, all the laughs, all the glitter. Everything was there.
Yes.
And so that is still there.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, it's been marred by other things.
Yeah, exactly. And you were snap happy taking the pictures of the fans and their regalia.
I was indeed. Yes, some like asked permission, others I didn't. I think the funniest one was the fake Lorraine.
That was very good.
That was very good. A lot of effort went into that. But but more effort required as well. I would say.
Good, but could try harder.
Yes, and we had a lovely train journey home, did we not?
We did. We met many people, many friends.
And we met an old friend now at this stage.
A super fan contributor.
Yes, Declan.
And his husband, Thiago.
Yes.
And then we met some lovely American lads.
Yeah, Irish-Americans.
Oh, sorry, Irish-American?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well, they had an affinity, but they were wearing Irish tops and they're supporting Bambi, so, you know. And it was great because we sat in the first class cabin.
Where we belong.
Yeah, where we belong.
First class all the way. Yes.
And I suppose, oh yeah, just a belated happy birthday to Thiago.
Yes, happy birthday.
Yes. And good to see you, Declan, and have the chats and the bants and the lawns.
We'll probably see him tonight.
We probably will. We're all gathering here in Copenhagen tonight.
Yes.
For one last exorcism. We're not done with you yet, James.
More demons to more be demons exercised out of me. Yeah. Oh, the other bit of controversial news as well.
Yes.
Spokesperson.
Yes.
For Norway. So as you know, every year there's a spokesperson to reveal the votes from the countries. This year, Norway's voting spokesperson was going to be Alessandra. And she, of course, represented Norway last year. But she has pulled out of announcing the votes for Norway. So another little bit of breaking news to add to all the breaking news today.
Yeah, and the other breaking news, Seamus.
More? Stop.
Is that our former Taoiseach, Leo Varadkar, was in the house last night.
Oh, sure he was. I was chatting to him.
Yes, you were, indeed.
Yeah, great to see our former Prime Minister,
yes,
Leo, at Eurovision.
Yes.
If he's not at Eurovision, he's at a Kylie concert.
Yes, I'm sure he's having a great time. He's living his best life.
Sure, now that he's retired from the Prime Minister position, he can do whatever he wants. But yeah, no, nice that he was there, I suppose, lending his support.
And the other thing that I was kind of, you know when you're lying in bed after a night out, the flashbacks, right? And one particular flashback, we've seen the BBC
crew
broadcasting team.
Yes.
My God, Ryland is really tall.
Very tall.
And Scott Mills is not very tall at all.
Well, I suppose standing beside Ryland, he looks even smaller.
But we were very restrained. We did not go up to any of these people. We were very good this year.
Fangirling from a distance.
We were very good this year.
But that's it. You just never know who you're going to bump into in the Euroclub.
You really don't. So, shall we talk about the final? Because that's what we're supposed to be talking about.
Yes, because it is the grand final tonight of the 68th Eurovision Song Contest, live from the Malmo Arena. So we were there last night, as we said, in the jury final. So I think we need to talk about it and what we enjoyed and what we didn't enjoy.
Yes.
What did you make of it, Adrian?
Listeners, the good thing, because I know a lot of you were worried after our episode yesterday, we were seated last night.
Oh, thank God.
So our health is still intact.
Yes.
Yes, that's the first, thanks for worrying everybody. Thanks for all the messages of support. But we got our seats last night, so we did have a lovely view.
An excellent view.
Yes.
Yeah, we were just to the right of the stage, had a great view, and didn't have sore legs and knees and hips and backs.
Apart from Coffee McCuffinson behind us. Yes.
Whoever was behind us, I think you need to do a COVID test.
Unbelievable.
God. Give me your highlights from last night.
Oh, the highlights, apart from getting seats. The highlights was, it's a very good show.
Yes.
The stage looks magnificent. We kind of know all that. I loved the format of the show. I think it runs really well. Obviously, it's changed slightly now, based on what we were talking about. I just think it does flow really well. I think there's a great opener, there's a great closer, and everything in between, it flows really, really well. There's a few standout countries.
Mm.
Before we talk about that, just, I suppose, one major wardrobe change was for Italy. So what you've seen Italy wear in the semi-final is not what they will be wearing tonight. So they've changed their clothes to all black, which I think is better.
Yeah, I thought it looked better.
You can actually distinguish them on stage because it is quite a busy stage, obviously. But that was really the biggest change for me. I didn't really notice any other things, apart from some health and safety features, which I absolutely loved. Sure.
You love that kind of stuff.
I do.
You get a bit moist for the health
you
and safety.
You do, but you kind of have to appreciate it, though, as well.
Oh, yeah, like it's hilarious.
It is hilarious. And, like, most people wouldn't notice that sort of stuff. And then,
it's done so well and quick that you don't even notice it.
I suppose while we were talking about this in the train coming back last night, but the finish song where they do the fireworks at the end, they put down, nobody notices this on camera, obviously, because they can't see it on camera, but they put down a big fire blanket underneath it so that it obviously doesn't set the stage on fire or damage the stage.
Or set himself on fire.
Yeah. I was a bit certain being singed.
Oh my God.
Because they're quite on the show, but maybe not for that bit. And then the other thing was during the French performance, where the camera resumes back out towards the end of the song, and he's running backwards towards the edge of the stage, and there is a safety person there to stop the cameraman
from falling off the stage.
Basically. So, you know, essentials.
Yes.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. Again, we're a bit amazed.
Nerdy.
Yeah.
<That way.
laughs> Yeah. What about you, Seamus? What did you...
Yeah, overall, great show. Really good. Very entertaining. No dud songs, really.
Correct.
You know,
no duds, yeah.
There's obviously little breaks here and there where the atmosphere or the energy kind of mellows out, but that's fine. You need that too. But overall, very entertaining show. I did find the opening act a little bit strange, and I can't even remember the name of the guy.
Oh, yes.
I didn't find that the most intriguing or entertaining. Very interesting, probably, if you're Swedish. But
yes.
I didn't know he's an older
yes.
Swedish artist.
Yeah.
I just thought that was a little bit odd.
Yeah.
But otherwise, like, a really good show. And like you said, great opening from Sweden. Energy is there straight away. And great closing from Austria. Again, brilliant energy to close out the show. I want to know, what countries did you like?
I really liked Spain.
Mm.
And they got a great... They get a great reaction in the arena. I thought that was really nice. There's something likeable about that.
Yes.
I know it's not the best song, you know.
Yeah.
But really liked that. Bambi did very well. I saw United Kingdom really elevated last night for me. It was very interesting to see how they actually did it on stage. I also like, as you know, Portugal. I thought that sounded and looked amazing last night. Croatia were great, France were great, Switzerland were great.
Yeah.
And you know, I still have also a sneaking regard for Italy. What about you?
Yeah, for me, I think there was some great reactions, and Spain was one of them.
Yeah.
Great reaction in the crowd. It is a fun song. The recording of the Netherlands got a great reaction, but obviously they're not going to be there now. Bambi, for me, Bambi's performance is very much a TV performance.
It looks
amazing. So when you're at home watching it, it's really, really good. In the arena, there was great support for Bambi when they came out. The audience ran, there wasn't much of a reaction for about the first minute or minute and a half. But then when the song kind of gets going into that kind of screamy parts, then the crowd go wild.
Yeah.
So it was kind of quiet for the first half of the song. And then for the second half of the song, the crowd go wild. So lovely to see everyone cheering on our witch. The ones that I feel are elevated, like the UK, like you said, I thought came across really well. And Austria then I thought was
very elevated.
Yeah. Their dancing, their outfit, what it looks like, the lighting. I thought that really stood out and was the one probably most elevated for me, I think.
Mm.
The others we kind of had seen in the semi-finals and, you know, hadn't changed that much.
Yeah.
But yeah, so really entertaining evening. What about, will we talk intervals?
Yeah, let's talk about the intervals. Remind me, Seamus, because I do get a bit blurry.
Oh, there's so much to take in.
Yeah.
So for the interval acts then, we had Alcazar, who are a huge Swedish pop group. So they kind of came back and reformed, I suppose, to perform last night. Their biggest hit that most people know is Crying at the Discotheque.
Yeah.
And that is what they performed last night.
It was mixed up with a skit, though, right?
It was. It was part of a skit.
Yeah. So there is an ABBA section. I suppose we need to tell people that.
Yes.
And we don't know whether it's a tease or they used audio, I think, from the Voyage, the London show.
Yeah.
So
and visuals. I think quite at home, I think when you're watching it at home, you will see visuals and hear visuals from London.
Okay.
And it is, I think, the avatars from London.
If they appear tonight, I think the place will go.
Oh, that is what we would love. We would love if the original four members walked out on stage.
Oh my God.
But I don't think that's going to happen. personally.
I don't think. Anyway, so that's kind of mixed up with
Alcazar. And then after that, then we have three former winners come out. We have Charlotte Pirelli, who's getting great work this week.
She is busier than we are.
Corolla is out, and Conchita Wurst is out, and they perform an ABBA song. Again, a tribute to ABBA. And then we have the return of Linda Woodruff.
Yes, I really liked that.
She comes out.
That was very funny.
And does a skit as the official spokesperson for the EBU.
Yeah.
And the last interval act then, before the voting starts, is, of course, Loreen. So, give me your thoughts.
About?
Any of that.
As I said, I loved most of it.
Who didn't you like so?
Well, as you know, I am a big fan of Loreen. But I found their performance last night confusing, would be, and couldn't really hear what they were singing about. By the way, visually, it looks amazing. Loreen looks amazing. But I have to say, it's probably one of the most memorable bits. I mean, when they were, when Loreen finished the performance, everybody just went, oh, okay. There was no big roar or anything like that. I was like, oh, right. I hope Loreen does do something about the sound tonight. And the diction. But it looks lovely. And my God, does she have some core muscles, is all I'm going to say.
She's obviously been doing the old sit-ups.
Yeah, she's been doing her downward, upward, sideward dogs or whatever they're called. You know, things we don't do, Seamus.
Things we need to start doing.
So if so if we tried what Loreen tried last night...
God, we'd look like a beached whale, I think.
Harpooned, I'd say. Would be the word I would use. Harpooned whales.
Yeah.
What did you think, Seamus? Maybe I'm being harsh, am I?
No, you're absolutely not being harsh, because I'll probably be harsher. It was a load of crap from Loreen. And I
That's blasphemy.
Love Loreen. Like, who doesn't love Loreen? Like, she is the queen in amongst the Eurovision fandom.
The queen, but Loreen.
But disappointment. Like, it was just so...
Do you think maybe she was holding back?
No. I don't think, no, I don't think so. I don't. So she came out, and I think it probably looks great on TV. I think it probably comes across well on TV. But in the arena, it was very disappointing.
Yeah.
She basically, I don't want to say too much, but she comes out and basically sits on a stool and sings her new song, which is called Forever. And then it blends into last year's winning song, Tattoo. But you know the way she's very ethereal, and her singing is all a bit breathy and airy and... And it's just a bit like, sorry, love, I can't actually hear what the hell you're saying, because it's just a lot of mumbling.
Oh, okay.
So it's disappointing when you're in the arena. I do hope it comes across better on TV, and I expect it probably does, but that was the lowest point of the night for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It didn't get any lower than that?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
You don't want to tell the listeners, no?
No.
Okay, we'll move on then. Because that's nothing got to do with the Eurovision, sorry.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
No,
yeah,
but Alcazar, I thought, were brilliant, really entertaining. The returning three Eurovision winners, very good. Linda Woodruff, very funny. She does a great skit, as usual. But yeah, Loreen, sadly to say, was the low point of the night for me.
It was, yeah. It was bizarre, really, is the word I would use.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, maybe we should start talking about what we think may happen tonight. Ooh. Yeah, so Seamus, I'm going to put some questions to you.
You're going to put me on the spot.
And I don't want sitting...
Fence sitting?
On the fence.
I've been very good this year. I haven't sat on the fence much at
all. No, not much, but I need that same level of commitment as you'd say yourself.
Okay.
Okay? So, who do you think is going to win the jury vote? You can allow two. I'll give you two.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Who'll win the jury vote? I think... It will either be France or Ukraine.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'd feel more confident about France, but...
Okay.
Yeah. Who do you think will win the jury vote?
I agree, I think France may win the jury vote. I think the other country that I would pick would be Switzerland. Yeah, they would be the two that I think would... potentially win the jury vote. Now, moving on, Seamus, while you're off the fence, could you tell me, give me the two countries that you think will top the televote, please?
The votes from the public. I think Croatia and I'll say Switzerland.
Ooh, okay.
And you?
I am going to go with Croatia as well. And I think Finland. Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah. For all the wrong reasons, but yeah, they're the two that I think may top the... Yeah. Because I'm just looking at the running order. You have Serbia 16 and then Finland 17 and 18 Portugal. You have two slow songs. Finland in between the two, so it'll really stand out in that particular... Yeah.
And anyway, it's that type of song that people at home might enjoy.
Right. Now, getting on to the serious stuff, Seamus.
Okay, yeah.
Please give me your favourite for 0 points or last place.
Oh, okay. Who's potentially getting my 0 points or coming last?
And I'll ask for two countries again this time, please. Okay, yes.
Two countries again.
Just to ease the pain on the one country. Yeah.
I would say it could possibly be Latvia.
Ooh.
Or... I know a lot of people are talking about Germany, that they might come last. I really hope it doesn't, and so I don't want to say it.
Can
I don't
you get
think
off
it should.
The fence, please?
So my second one, I'm going to say possibly Serbia. So Latvia and Serbia, possibly.
Okay.
0 points or last. Even though I love Serbia, and again, I don't want them to come.
Okay.
Last.
Okay.
Who do you think might get 0 points or come last?
I think you're right about Serbia. My other country was the other country that you sat the fence about is Germany.
Okay. Yeah.
I think, yeah. Germany.
People are saying
So, look, it is what it is. Obviously, we don't want anybody to get 0 points, but, you know, if they do, you're more than welcome on to talk about it.
Yes. We will counsel you.
Yes. So, I want you to give me your top three, please.
Okay. Top three for Eurovision 2024. Okay.
Yeah.
Not that it matters, but here's what I think is going to happen.
Oh, right, okay. Woo, drum roll, please.
I think in third might be Italy.
Okay.
I think in second place might be Switzerland.
Yeah.
And I think the winner, and I would be very happy to go to this country next year, I think the winner might be Croatia.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, as I say that, I'm like, oh God, will that happen? I don't know.
Who? I'm not going to be as specific as you in terms of where I place people.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I just think the top three, I agree with two of them. That's Croatia and Switzerland. I think in a normal, it's like normal, in a standard Eurovision contest, I think it would those two countries would be battling it out for the top position. But I think... the third country I would put in there is Israel.
Okay.
Yeah. I think all is not well. And I think that is going to play out tonight.
Okay.
That's my own feeling on it.
Yeah.
And why I say that is I think that Israel have a jury-friendly song.
Which they do, you're right.
Yeah. So I think they will pick up votes. A lot of votes. From the jury. And I also think that if the semi-final result in the apparent semi-final result from Italy and the way the song has moved in the betting odds indicates to me that they're going to get a high televote. I don't want to speculate how that public televote will be achieved. But I think that's going to happen.
Okay.
So therefore, I think, and I think they could win. And I think if they do, I think it's going to be, the fallout from it will be enormous. But hey, Seamus, we've only got 5 hours till showtime. Anything could happen between now and then.
The show mightn't even go ahead.
Yeah, I think they might bring back all the semifinals and just like have a like, you know, free for all.
Have a game of Twister. Yeah. No one, you're all winners here tonight, lads.
I mean, literally anything could happen. I don't know. But I would say, I think that, to me, that seems like, just, I don't want to keep going on about it, but I just think that because some people are boycotting and not watching and will not be voting or won't vote, that normally would vote, I think it paves the way for Israel to get a bigger televote than people are expecting.
There is a logic there.
And I just think that that's... look, I think you know my own views on this. And other, it's not what I would like to see happen.
Yeah, but you could potentially see it.
Yeah, and I just think that, yeah, it could happen. And if it does...
That'd make for an interesting contest next year if that happens.
Well, whether the contest will go ahead or not is the other thing. So, anyway, I've said it all along, and I'll say it again. EBU, you have made your bed. It's the only way I can, you know, and unfortunately it is the fans that'll suffer.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. So, I'm getting a bit worked up about this. Maybe we should move on. They're right.
Okay, so three, Croatia and Switzerland, we agree, and then
you're saying Italy, I wouldn't write off Italy, like, and I wouldn't write off France, you know, based on our, you know, I just think, on the other thing, the last bit on that, about the Israel piece, is that because it's such an open contest this year, along with the boycotting of some people, you know, that they won't be voting, I think it does leave that gap. There
could be a spread of votes.
Yeah.
Whereas if there was one clear winner, it might.
Yeah, and again, I don't want to speculate how they will get that televote, but I think it just leaves it open for something like that to happen.
Okay.
So
now, interestingly, I'll just pick up on what you said and what I said. We don't have Bambi in our top three.
We don't, but I wouldn't put a top five.
Yeah.
I don't think that's out of the question.
I'm thinking top 10 for Bambi. And I would be delighted with that.
Yes, I would be, like, I mean, top 10, top 5 finish. I hope Bambi and the performance gets the recognition that I believe it deserves in both votes.
Yeah.
Because I think artistically it's amazing.
Yes.
Okay, I know the song isn't everybody's, but it's also a very hard song to sing.
Yeah.
You know, so I don't know whether juries will... take that on board, but I hope they take the technicalities of how it's presented
on
board.
Well, they should, because that's what they have to vote on. Yeah, there are four categories to vote on. Yeah, based on voice and production and presentation and all that. So hopefully they do appreciate the work that has gone in.
Yeah. So Seamus, just to finish up this kind of prediction piece, if there was a ranked outsider or a dark horse that could win, what do you think? Who would you give it to?
Oh, that could win. That is a tricky one because it's quite open field, as we've said. So there could be a few that could surprise.
Yeah.
But there's one actually that is getting a great reaction. And I'm not a huge fan of it myself. Like, it's fine for what it is. And I think the Estonian lads could be a dark horse.
Yeah.
And they could get a good result.
Yeah. I can see your logic in that.
Yeah. Yes. I just think it's gone down really well in the arena, and it's a bit bonkers and a bit fun.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of easy to go along with it. Yeah. So that could be kind of my dark horse, I think. Who would your...
My dark horse... Oh, sorry.
And now we're off to hospital because Adrian...
Ow, I just banged my knee. Sorry, listeners. Okay. We start that. Yes, Seamus. I see your logic in that. I'm going to give my dark horse to Armenia.
Yeah, very good one as well, I think. Yeah.
That's my dark horse. I enjoyed it. I think, again, it's something different. It's very different, I think. So, and again, you know, it's probably... around the politics of the situation, is probably so far away, it's removed from the current politics. But one thing I just did want to ask, do you know or do you not know whatever that means, whether the Netherlands will be voting tonight,
they
or
will.
Voting, as they said.
Yes, Netherlands as a country, the public of Netherlands can
yes.
still vote, yes.
Okay.
So they will be...
Their jury will still be voting.
Yes.
And
yeah.
they're televoting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That's. I'm glad that's clarified for all our Dutch listeners.
Yeah. All five of them.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I think that is it, Seamus. Or our 0 points.
Yes, we have to do our 0 points.
Yeah.
Who is getting, or what's getting your 0 points today on the evening of the grand finale of the 68 Eurovision? What's getting your 0 points?
I just think the EBU are getting my 0 points.
Oh, what a coincidence. So is mine.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought we didn't discuss that actually, but I thought a feeling we'd both probably give the same thing 0 points.
I just think that they need to get their shit together.
Yeah.
I just think it is, you know, and this is not an anti anybody statement that I'm making. I just think they need to run this a little bit better. I think, as I said earlier, they've created a charged situation and things are happening as a result of them not having the balls to make a decision. This is where fence sitting gets you, Seamus.
Yes.
You know? So,
I totally agree with this. Everything has been managed badly, handled badly, and just not well managed. And as a result, this is where we're at.
Yes.
And that wholeheartedly is on the EBU.
Yeah, and it'll be, like, the long-term ramifications of this is that it will damage the contest that we grew up loving.
Mm.
I think it's obvious to everybody who listens to this, we love it. You know, it's important to us, you know, so I think it will damage it. I am very nervous about tonight.
Yeah.
For lots of different reasons.
Yes.
Lots and lots of different reasons. I hope everybody, as we said yesterday, has a safe night, both all those who are participating, all those who are attending. That's really important. That is the priority, I think.
Of course, yeah.
Regardless of what shenanigans go on with votes and all that other stuff, and indeed whoever wins, you know.
Yeah.
The most important thing that is that everybody is safe. But again, it's a situation that has been created and not managed.
True, yeah.
Yeah.
And I just hope everyone who is going to the arena tonight as well is safe. I hope there's no incidents. I hope people remain calm.
Yes.
And get home safely and enjoy the contest as well. You know, it is a fun contest. We love it. Enjoy it and make the most of it.
Yeah.
But do go there and get home safely.
Yes. And we'll deal with the fallout of the next episode, whatever that will be.
Yes.
Now, look, there is now 4.5, if 5 hours to showtime. It could all be changed. We're not changing this episode, by the way.
No.
So... So this is going out in about an hour's time. So look, enjoy the show. Have a great time. Thanks for listening to us. To all those people that we've met and we are meeting tonight. We're not going to name check everybody tonight. It's been great fun. And thanks for everybody who's come with us on this mad few days here.
Yep.
We really enjoyed it. Thank you, Seamus.
Thank you, Adrian.
Yeah.
We will be back, listeners, at the end of May. We will do our final episode
and
maybe hand out some awards, perhaps.
Yes. Yeah.
So we will do another episode later in May. And I would also just like to say thank you so much to Bambi Thug, and we are so proud of them. We hope they do really well tonight. We hope they enjoy it. We hope they get a good result. They have been brilliant all the past few months in how they've conducted themselves and presented themselves. So we're really proud of them and we hope they do well.
Yes, there'll be one last thing to say.
Crown the witch!
Crown the witch!